This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you as always by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. Scheduled to join us here momentarily is Tim Bontemps. Covers the NBA for ESPN and ESPN.com. As Byron Kerr just said, going to have a new NBA champion this year because the Bucks were eliminated. Uh-huh. The finals last year were Bucks-Suns. For so many years, you had LeBron in the finals year after year after year after year. And now the last couple of years,
you're seeing some parity.
Starting to shake it up, yeah. Get some new blood in the NBA finals. All right, Tim Bontemps joins us right now on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hello.
Doing great.
So, just curious, not going to kill you because I had the Bucks and Suns in the finals. Who did you have in the finals before the playoffs?
I did have the Bucks and Suns in the finals. But before this round, I had the Celtics and Mavs winning those series. The Bucks not winning because Chris Middleton was hurt, and the Suns not winning because, frankly, they look pretty bad against the Pelicans. And, you know, I'd say it played out the way that, at least after that first round, the way I thought it was going.
Well, clearly there was something wrong with Chris Paul. I mean, he limped out of the arena. He limped out of the arena, and they talked about, I don't know who reported it, but he's got some sort of a thigh issue. But he clearly was not right physically.
I mean, look, maybe he wasn't. Or maybe the Mavs attacked him for five games and wore him out because he's 37, right? Like, I mean, the guy was out there playing. He wasn't on the injury report. Like, you know, I'm going to give credit to Dallas for the way they systematically took them apart as the series went along. And look, the Suns were an amazing regular season team. But when you looked at them going into the playoffs, they had serious structural flaws. Their third guard was Cameron Payne, who isn't any good. The backup centers were Bismack Biyombo and JaVale McGee, who aren't any good. Mm-hmm. They had no way to play as a small ball five. They were trying to play Torrey Craig there. He wasn't good enough to do that. They played DeAndre Ayton 17 minutes yesterday and then basically dumped on him after the game and wouldn't say what happened. And he's a pretty good player. I mean, they had a really good regular season. They have a really good team. But they had to have everything click perfectly for them to win games in the playoffs. And the bottom line is, after the first two games of the series, they did not. And that's why they're done.
Can you fill us in and the listeners on what was the back and forth between CP3, Booker, and Luka? Because Luka definitely played with the chip the last few games.
Well, look, I think the Mavs are an interesting team, right? Last year, Rick Carlisle gets fired after they lose again in the first round, and they go hire Jason Kidd, and everybody was kind of curious to see how this was going to go. And I got to give Jason Kidd a ton of credit because he has pushed all the right buttons with this team. And you go back to game two of the series, right? Dallas gets smoked. The first two games, Phoenix is shooting, Devin and Chris are shooting like 65% on long twos the first two games. They're hitting every shot, and they're attacking Luka in every single defensive action, right? They're putting him in every pick and roll. They're putting him in everything, and he got destroyed in game two. And Jason Kidd comes out after that game and basically says, look, Dirk had to learn how to participate on defense over his career, and Luka's got to do the same thing. And you know what? Luka got way better on defense as the series went along, and he played way better as the series went along. And I think, you know, Chris and Devin don't mind chirping a little bit, and Luka certainly doesn't mind chirping a little bit. And I think, you know, there was definitely some back and forth there as the series went along about, you know, Luka's defense and how that went. And certainly they made some comments after game. I shouldn't say made some comments, but it was clear after game two what they were doing, which is trying to make fun of him. Not make fun of him, but take advantage of him defensively and pick on him. And Luka took that personally. And, you know, people don't, I think regular NBA fans don't necessarily realize this, but before Luka even came to the NBA, he won the European Championship with Slovenia, which is like the size of Rhode Island. And he won the Eurobasket title Real Madrid when he was a teenager. So this guy has won at the highest levels his entire life, and to come back and play the way he did certainly was not a surprise to me.
And then offensively, I mean, in elimination games, look, the first two times he was in elimination games, they played the Clippers, facing yep. Kawhi and Paul George, two pretty good defenders, yep. and he put yep. up 39-9-9 and 46-7-14 in those yep. games against Kawhi Leonard and Paul George and superior yep. rosters. And this year, again, he doesn't have an all-star with him. He's got some good players around him, but yep. he's not surrounded by all-stars, and he's just taking it to these guys. He can get whatever he wants whenever he wants on the court.
100%. Look, this is going to be Luka Doncic's league very soon, right? That is where this is headed. I think they're beating the Warriors. I think they're going Ooh. To the finals.
Ooh.
I don't think they're going to beat the Celtics. I think the Celtics are winning the title, so I think that's how this is going to go over the next couple of rounds. But look, we are rapidly approaching a point where, you know, you got Jason Tatum with the Celtics, you got Giannis Antetokounmpo with the Bucks, you got Luka Doncic with the Mavs. We're heading towards a point where you could see those three guys jockeying for these kind of for championships and honors and awards for a long time.
What about Ja? Do you throw Ja Morant into that mix?
And Ja certainly is going to be in the mix for that. I am always terrified Ja's body is going to break in half with the way he plays, but he's going to be in the mix for that too. And I think, you know, you look at that Grizzlies Warriors series, the reason why I think Dallas is winning, A, Luka's the best player in the series like he was against Phoenix, and B, the Warriors had a hell of a time beating the Grizzlies without Ja even playing, and with Dylan Brooks going 5 for a billion in every game. I think they're going to have a lot of trouble slowing down Dallas and beating them over 7 games. But yeah, I mean, listen, you're right. Luka is already proving to be an unstoppable force in just his fourth year in the league. And, you know, to me, if his conditioning improves next season and he comes in fully ready to go from the start of the year, he's going to be the MVP of the league easily.
So the Celtics-Miami Heat series, you already said you're like the Celtics there. Miami, yep. though, is a very, very deep team.
They are their issue to me, guys, is they can't score. I had to sit. I mean, while Celtics Bucks is one of the best series I've ever seen, I was covering Heat Sixers, which was the equivalent of 6 regular season games in a row, and those two teams just couldn't. Those two teams are not on the same level of these other teams we're talking about. And I know Miami was the one seed, and maybe I'll look stupid in a couple weeks, and they'll have won. They've got a great coach. They've got a ton of experience. They've got a terrific roster of defensive players. But with Kyle Lowry's hamstring bothering them, I just don't think they score enough to beat this Celtics team. You know, Jimmy Butler was able to do whatever he wanted against the Sixers because they didn't have anybody to really guard him. The Celtics have 5 guys they can put on him, right? You can put Grant Williams on him. You can put Jason Tatum on him. You can put Jaylen Brown on him or Marcus Smart or Derek White. Like, they can throw all these guys at him just to try to slow him down, and they could guard him one-on-one while staying with these three-point shooters. And really, that's Miami's offense is essentially give the ball to Jimmy, space the floor, have him run pick and rolls, and either kick and shooters or score. And I just think the Celtics can shut that down, and I think they have a lot more options on offense to score than Miami. If Kyle Lowry was 100% healthy, maybe I'd feel differently, But I just think that the Celtics have one of the best defenses I've ever seen, and I just don't think the Heat are going to be able to score enough to win that series.
Well, Tim, one of those offensive options for the Celtics yesterday, I'm not sure where it came from, was what Grant Williams did. 27 points, 7 3-balls made, 18 attempted. It's the most 3-point makes and attempts ever in a Game 7. I mean, they're not going to get that every night, but if they have that in reserve, then they are pretty scary.
Well, I'll tell you this, guys. I mean, you say they're not going to get that every night, but, you know, Grant Williams this season shot 41% from three-point range. For whatever reason, the Bucks' defensive game plan yesterday was to leave that guy wide open every single trip. Like, the reason he took 18 threes was because he wasn't guarded, right? Like, I don't know. I would have maybe started guarding him when he started making half his threes yesterday. You know, and I know he'd slumped a little bit in the series, but he's proven over the course of the season to be a really good three-point shooter. He lost a bunch of weight last summer. He remade his three-point shot. He's one of the best three-point shooters in the league this season. And I did not understand that strategy by the Bucks. There, as you guys know, over time, right, like Budenholzer's teams, that's how they play. They leave, they pack the paint, and then dare you to beat them from three. But if the guy starts making every shot, at some point you need to adjust to that and try to guard it. They did not. And like you said, as a result, Grant Williams was just in a shooting gallery yesterday, and his life is pretty easy.
By the way, isn't that a terrible approach now by Budenholzer, where everybody can shoot threes? You're just going to pack the paint like you're facing a bunch of dinosaurs?
Well, listen, it tends to work, right? Like, they have had a lot of success, but Mike Budenholzer's teams have also given up a billion threes in the playoffs a lot of times. And, you know, this has been one of my longstanding criticisms of him, is that he does not adjust enough in the playoffs. But I will say this, you know, we spent this whole time, we haven't talked about Giannis. Yeah. Giannis is the best player in the universe, and by so far. And the only reason that this series was remotely competitive, right, with Chris Middleton not playing, is that Giannis Antetokounmpo might have had the best series I've ever seen a player have. Like, he was absolutely incredible from start to finish. I mean, the only guy ever to have 200 points, 100 rebounds, and 50 assists in a series. He had 40 and 20 in Game 6 at home, when he only lost because, Tatum had 46 and the Celtics had a ton of shots. And even yesterday, he was incredible again.
Yep.
And the bottom line was, he just had no help other than Brook Lopez hitting some shots in the first half. Just nobody on the team could make a shot. They essentially traded P.J. Tucker for Grayson Allen. He stunk yesterday.
Right.
Pat Connaughton couldn't hit a shot. Drew Holiday, who had a great series, couldn't hit a shot. They just couldn't score. And, you know, for as great as Giannis was, it just wasn't enough.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think they'll ever go 4 for 33 from threes ever again. That's an outrageous number when you missed almost 30 of those attempts. Now, I get it. I mean, Boston's good at closing out and getting your hands in your face, but they couldn't hit anything.
Well, and you know the other thing too, guys? They gave up home court advantage the last day of the regular season. They lost to Cleveland. They tanked the game, and the Celtics didn't. They went to Memphis and won, and that ended up mattering a lot.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I said to people from both teams, don't be worried about playing the Nets in the first round. You got to have home court advantage when you're playing this other team in the second round, because the Nets stink, and this is the series you're going to have to win. And, you know, the Celtics, you could argue, might have been playing to avoid Toronto for other reasons, but at the end of the day, they play the Nets, they beat them, and they then get Game 7 at home. And like you said, the Bucks, you know, role players shoot better at home, right? The Celtics guys shot the ball well in Game 7. The Bucks didn't. If that game is flipped around and it's in Milwaukee, hard to imagine the Bucks lose that game, right? But that's what it came down to ultimately.
Yeah, I agree.
Joined by Tim Bontemps, national basketball writer for ESPN. So you opened up saying the future of the league is Luka, Giannis, Tatum. How do you see these next couple years going for LeBron and the Lakers? Does he stay in L.A.? Can L.A. become competitive again, or are his title days done?
Well, I think at least next year they're going to have a hell of a time to be competitive. I mean, just look at the West right now, guys. We'll play a little game. Dallas, I think we agree, is going to be better than the Lakers, right? Phoenix should be better than the Lakers. Memphis should be better than the Lakers. The Warriors should be better than the Lakers. Denver should be better than the Lakers. The Clippers should be better than the Lakers. That's already six teams automatically that are better than the Lakers. That's before you get into whatever New Orleans is going to look like, or Utah, or Minnesota. So that's already the teams that I think are going to be in the regular playoffs. So the Lakers, to me, at minimum, have the ceiling of a play-in team next year. And, you know, we've seen the last couple of years, just because you're in the play-in doesn't mean you're going to get out, right? So I think it's going to be a challenge for them to make the playoffs, let alone challenge for a championship or challenge to get out of the West. I mean, you look at their team this year, guys, you could argue the third best player was Malik Monk, right? They don't necessarily have a way to keep him under the salary cap right now. They have to figure out what they're going to do with Russell Westbrook. Nobody wants him. They haven't hired a coach yet. They haven't shown really any acumen to build a team in the front office, other than, you know, LeBron James wanting to live in Los Angeles and Anthony Davis wanting to play there, and so they could trade for him. You know, they let Alex Caruso go last year. They paid Talen Horton-Tucker instead. He's not very good. They signed all these minimum players that weren't very good. They don't have any salary cap space. So I think it's going to be a huge challenge. And, you know, we'll see who they hire as a coach, and we'll see what they end up doing. Maybe LeBron and AD will be healthy for 82 games, and they can, you know, sneak into the bottom half of the playoff picture. But, you know, you look at these teams that are playing deep in the playoffs right now, do you think the Lakers are beating any of them over seven games?
Nope.
It's just right. Well, it's hard to see it. And that's before you factor in any injury stuff with LeBron at this point.
So you mentioned the coach thing. So they did get permission to interview Kenny Atkinson, who's with Golden State. Have they already interviewed him, or does he have to wait until their series is over or the playoffs are over?
I would guess they've interviewed him already. I honestly don't know exactly how this stuff works. I mean, typically those interviews last for an afternoon. Right. So, like, you could fly down there, do the interview, and fly back to the Bay, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, they've interviewed Darvin Ham. You know, they've interviewed a bunch of different people, but, you know, again, let's see if the Lakers are going to spend on a coach. I mean, they've proven to be a pretty cheap organization. Let's see if they're going to, you know, go fairly deep into the tax. Let's see what they do with Westbrook. Are they going to try to actually turn him into other players, or are they going to just buy him out, or are they going to try to somehow run it back with him, which will be a disaster? I mean, it's a very, very, very difficult puzzle to put together, and if you had the best front office team in the league, I'm not sure they'd be able to pull it off, let alone the group the Lakers have together.
Curious, if you had to bet on what happens here in D.C. in the coming year or two with Bradley Beal and this team, what do you expect?
I mean, look, we've talked about this for a long time, right? Ted is not really a guy who wants to trade away his star players, and Brad, at every turn, has ultimately decided to stay. So could I see a scenario where Brad decides to leave? Sure, I guess. But I think if you're asking me to put money on it in one direction or another, I'm going to assume Brad's going to be here, right? And he's going to re-sign. And, you know, the Wiz are going to try to, you know, keep putting this thing together going forward. I know they're optimistic about what Porzingis can give them going forward. You know, who knows? Maybe they'll get lucky tomorrow in the lottery and jump up, and they can get, you know, a Chet Holmgren or a Jabari Parker or a Paolo Banchero, one of these guys, or Jaden Ivey from Purdue, who I'm very intrigued by. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they can get one of those guys, give them a boost of energy too. But yeah, I mean, look, I think it's going to be really interesting to see what happens there with Brad and the Wiz, because, you know, to me, they've been in stasis for a long time, and they should trade him for a bunch of stuff and really try to start over. But that's, like I said, you know, we all know how Ted operates. That's not really how he operates. And so I think if you're betting, I'm going to bet that Brad's going to stay, and they're going to continue to be kind of in the same position they've been.
Which series will you be at this week? Ugh.
Eastern Conference Finals.
Gotcha.
Flying to Miami in a few hours.
All right.
Good choice.
Have fun.
Yeah, enjoy.
Have fun down there.
I appreciate it, guys. All great catching up with you. We'll talk soon.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Tim.
Tim Bontemps, national basketball writer for ESPN. Coming up next, we open up EB's entertainment page on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Just heard at 9:45, we're going to get a nubbiest thing that Jason Bishop has done in the last week.
Can't wait to hear it.
It's pretty nubby. I mean, I thought it was nubby, but I did it anyway. I don't care. I just didn't care.
Okay. And maybe there's something you did at the beach.
Maybe you've done the same thing, too.
Something you did at the beach.
Don't even dive in too much.
It has something to do with the beach, yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so we'll get into that at 9:45 right now.
I know what he did.
We'll open up the entertainment page.
He stole towels or something.
Brought to you by Steven Singer Jewelers.
I did, but that's not it.
Steven Singer Jewelers is in the love business. It's the easiest, smartest way to celebrate the real love of your life with real diamonds from a real jeweler you can trust. IHateStevenSinger.com.
How many white towels from hotels do you have?
30. Now, the reason I took the towels this time was because I brought my dog back,
mm-hmm.
and my dog was wet and muddy.
You didn't want the car to get
dirty.
So
I put three white towels in my back seat because she stayed in the back
seat. Have you ever gotten a bill from the hotel where they say...
No, but, and I hope I don't get one now, but no, I've never gotten a bill. I think people take towels all the time.
I've never stolen a towel.
I'm just saying I think people take towels.
And I'm sure people do. They take everything.
And I used to steal stuff all the time. Like, all the time.
You just never thought to take towels.
Never thought to take a towel from a hotel room.
Right.
When you have a dog, you can't have too many towels.
And also when you poop on driveways, you can never have too many.
I mean, could you bring something up that happened... 15 years
it's
ago.
It's a classic, though.
Also, on the golf course, you needed a towel.
That happened 18 years ago.
All right. It's happened. All right. Britney Spears is in the news again, Cakes. Britney and her fiancé, Sam Asghari, unfortunately announced in a joint statement that she'd suffered a miscarriage. But they're going to continue to try to expand their family. Of course, she already has two kids with her former spouse, Kevin Federline.
K-Fed. I'd like to see what K-Fed's up to these days.
He looks like he's huge.
Any idea of what he's doing career-wise? Living
I don't
off Britney?
Know.
Is he still,
I think he's mostly
sponging off Britney?
I mean, he was a dancer who doesn't appear to have danced in like 20 years.
Right.
If he has, he would have lost a few LBs. I can't imagine that he's doing anything.
No,
like,
nothing productive.
Yeah,
he's 44, by the way,
yeah.
If you're wondering.
Yeah.
I'm just
oh,
flying
yeah, he's blown up.
We're 52.
Yeah. No, you're right. We are 52. But he, you know, he's gross now. not that he was ever hot, but at least he was fit. You know, remember, he tried to be a rapper at one point. That mm-hmm. didn't really
I'm
work.
I'm a rapper.
I'm a rapper, baby.
He's got six kids, by the way.
He's got six?
Six.
Yeah, I think he's busy being a daddy.
Yeah, sounds like it.
But by all accounts, he seems to be a good influence on the kids. So, whatever it's worth. Maybe that's just compared to Britney. Because I believe he has... the majority custody. May not be considered full custody, but he has the bulk of the custody. They had the Billboard Music Awards, Jason. And
oh, that was last night.
I saw that...
I had no interest.
No interest.
I saw some of the red carpet stuff, and I just click.
I've become Cakes. I'm out on all award shows.
I don't like... I just don't like any of the music.
I don't like any of the people anymore. I just don't like the celebrities.
Although Morgan Wallen performed, apparently. I was wondering how that
people
went.
Were upset, apparently. Drabby was talking about
because
it.
Because of everything that happened, yep.
Yeah.
I can see that.
keeps cranking out hits. I think Diddy said that he was going to uncancel. I think he put out a billboard. Did you see that story? Diddy put out a billboard promoting Morgan Wallen and like a rapper. I get maybe it was a Travis Scott. And okay. He said,
that's right, 'cause
I'm uncanceling the canceled. And okay. He was like saying, you know, like, I forgive him, like, you know, right. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Move on.
Because Travis Scott did the show where the people got, did they get killed?
Like, they got trampled.
They got trampled. Yeah.
Yeah, it was awful.
I mean, I don't know if it's his fault, but I mean, his crowds do get crazy. So, anyway, some of the big awards, you had your top Billboard Global 200 artist.
Longest award name ever.
Terrible award. Olivia Rodrigo. Sure, I know her.
The driver's license. It's
top silly. Billboard Globe artist. So weird. Ed Sheeran, top R&B male artist. The Weeknd, top R&B.
The Weeknd.
Blues, top R&B female artist. Doja Cat, and then top rap artist, Drake. Shocker. So anyway, there you go.
What network was that on?
One of the big ones.
It was?
Yeah.
Okay.
One of the big ones.
One of the big four?
It's on the top of my guide. So that means one of the big ones.
I always feel like it's like an ABC thing. But
I'm sure I stopped to figure it out.
Well, you knew that, though.
I mean, what did you watch on Sunday evening?
Sunday evening. That was last night.
You could have watched Game 7 NBA playoffs.
Didn't watch that.
You're not.
Oh, I watched Barry on HBO with Bill Hader. Yeah.
Okay.
It's good.
So,
it's entertaining.
He plays an assassin?
He does, yeah. Hitman.
Burry.
Burry.
All right.
Do you remember the Super Bowl show when you had Eminem and you had Fat 50 and you had Snoop and Dr. Dre and
yes,
all them performing?
That was the most recent Super Bowl, yes.
Well, one of the performers there also was Kendrick Lamar. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he actually hasn't put out an album, I think, in years. And he recently is either put it out there or it's been leaked. But Eminem tweeted... He said, "Yo, Dr. Dre, this Kendrick album is effing ridiculous. I'm speechless." So I said to Valdez, "See if you can find a cut or two so we can listen to it.
This is Matt Valdez.
See what the old junks think."
I only have one.
It's okay.
N95 is the title. I think this is a clean version, but the music video has 75 million views on YouTube already.
Jeez, when did they release it?
I think it came out on Friday.
Friday night, I believe.
Wow.
Friday.
Somebody's watching that a lot.
Boys and girls, I got some true stories to tell. You're back outside, but they still lied. Whoa. Yeah.
Take off the foo-foo. Take off the cloud chase. Take off the Wi-Fi. Take off the money phone. Take off the car loan. Take off the flex and the white loss. Take off the weird-ass jewelry. I'ma take 10 steps, then I'm taking off top off. Take off some fabricated dreams and the microwave memes. It's a real world outside. Your idols. Take off the runway. Take off the Cairo.
Stop it!
It's okay, mom.
Take off the you can keep doing it.
I'm trying to hear it. Shh. Oh, you guys.
Sorry.
These guys hate everything. Just stop. If you're just going to fart during it, just stop.
You're acting like it's the only time you can listen to it. You can leave and listen to it on your drive.
Yeah, but why can't I? Why can't I listen to it?
No sound effects.
Why can't I listen to it like unblemished? Why do you have to?
Because that's what we do.
Oh, it's just what he does.
Because it makes Cakes laugh, and makes the audience
laugh.
But
he was on point with that. That was perfect.
It was not perfect.
It was perfect timing.
I was listening to the song. I was trying to see if I liked it. I hadn't decided yet.
All right.
I like his old stuff.
Yeah, well, I don't
I mean,
know.
It's not old, like 20 years ago. I like Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, I have another single.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
For the artist formerly known as Hannah Hacking, that song was, I'm sorry, Hacking.
75 million views since like Friday.
That's fine. That doesn't mean it's great.
I mean, it means that.
Some people obviously love it.
Yeah.
Those people may be dolts.
All right.
In my opinion.
There's a shakeup on The Voice. Cakes, I know you're not into those shows. I actually am a big fan.
I'm still waiting for CeeLo Green to call in.
Once they
turn the chair around.
Once they get to the battle rounds and stuff, I'm out. But I love when they turn the chair around that bit.
You like the discovery
phase. I like discovering them, yeah.
All right, let me see if I can name the four currents.
All right.
Blake, you just said there's a shakeup.
There's a shakeup. You do the currents, and then right, we'll talk about the new
Blake
ones.
Blake is a lock.
Yes.
Alicia Keys?
No, oh my God.
All right, she's
gone.
That's hold on.
Seven iterations
ago. I know that Adam Levine is gone.
Yes.
Jeez. I wouldn't even know any of the other three.
John Legend.
Wouldn't have known that.
John Legend's been doing it for a long, long time.
If you say so, who else? Who are the other two?
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly, should have known her.
Okay. Should have known that
Kelly
one.
Kelly Renee, whatever her name is today.
And I am missing. I think I'm missing one.
You're definitely missing one.
Oh, Ariana Grande. However you say her name.
Ariana Grande. Yeah, you got it.
She is one. Now, apparently, Gwen Stefani
is replacing.
I thought she was replacing Kelly Clarkson.
He doesn't know what's going on.
Hold on. Here's what it is. Oh, I do know what it is.
I'm confused.
So Gwen Stefani's replacing.
I just defended you in a tweet from somebody who said you should be off the EP for not knowing anything.
Dude, there's two changes, a big shakeup. Gwen Stefani's coming back. She's replacing Ariana Grande.
Okay, because she had been there before. I knew Gwen
had
been
many
there before.
Many iterations. Yeah. And now Camila Cabello is replacing Kelly Clarkson. So it's going to be Camila Cabello, Gwen Stefani, John Legend, and Blake Shelton.
Okay.
Those are your judges.
I'll never watch
can
that
you play?
Show
you need the farts
again.
No.
Four of them.
It's a good show, man. Play a Camila Cabello song.
Camila Cabello.
Probably about the same.
JP loves it.
Hold up, this is not our biggest song, though, is it?
I don't know.
It's got a little Latin flow to it.
I like it.
You go play a Camila Cabello song. Wait, this isn't her biggest song.
Well, usually you go right to the big ones.
It's got 76 million.
He's producing on the fly.
How many does this one have?
76 million.
I think she's got a bigger. Maybe not. Maybe not, because I don't know that song. And I definitely have heard the name. I know she's got a big caboose.
I don't know anything about Camila Cabello. Couldn't tell
she
you.
She was dating one of the Jonas Brothers, right?
No? I don't think it was one of the Jonas Brothers. I think it was Shawn Mendes.
Okay. Ah. Jonas Mendes, whatever. Yeah,
yeah. Do you have one that has more views, Valdez, or no?
1.8 billion views.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's generally a lot.
Which one is it? I'm sure we've
Havana,
heard this one.
Yeah,
you've heard this song.
I think we've played this one before.
You've heard the song.
It's old.
Times.
Loading. Yeah. Everything's loading.
You know this song. You've heard it a million times.
I'm sure I have.
Anyway, she's going to be hosting along with Gwen Stefani, Blake, John Legend.
Yes.
There
All right.
you go.
You got
coming
it.
Up next, the nubbiest thing that Jason Bishop has done in the last week.
Hey, looks like we're finally turning the page on winter, and our buddies over at Van Meter, they know it. So get outside, enjoy some yard work like Bickle.
Yeah, it's fun.
Maybe a cold one on the deck like Bickle. And don't forget to celebrate all the moms in your life. However you choose to celebrate spring, the Van Meter story is unique to you. Check out new single family homes, townhomes, and condominiums blooming across Northern Virginia. Visit vanmeterhomes.com/spring to learn more.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. During the break, boys were actually talking about lacrosse. Quick shout out to my son. Didn't even know this. On Friday, he called a lacrosse game.
I saw that.
The Coin Source lacrosse game. He was asked on Friday morning, And he did it. That was his color commentation.
Color commentation.
Debut.
Yes, I love it.
He joined like a broadcasting club on Wednesday. They asked him on Friday. Hey. And boom, he was in the booth.
Got thrown to the wall.
We prepped hard like an hour before. Mm-hmm. Did all the prep. And I think he did a solid job.
Maybe that's his future.
That's awesome. That's very cool. I know you sent me a text that he was going to do it and you need to coach him up. And I was like, okay, great. I thought it was like later in the week or something.
No.
You're like in an hour.
I mean, like, legitimately, I thought he was like hiding it from me, but he said he was asked that morning in school.
Uh-huh.
And he decided to give it a go.
Well, good
and
for
he
him.
Did a pretty good job. I know. Shocker. A couple of our P1s, because I tweeted it. Farley and Richmond John, they listened.
Uh huh.
They said they thought he did really well.
Yeah, good for him. So, all you need to do, what I've learned is the big thing is just have your chart. I hope you had a chart of everybody.
The lacrosse chart.
And then I guess it's different for high school, but like especially in college, just know where everybody's from.
Yeah.
No, right. So in high school, maybe you know what club team they played for. Right.
He knew a couple of those things.
Dylan would have been like, this guy from Gaithersburg, Maryland. This guy also from Gaithersburg, right, Maryland.
Right. So it has to be different.
You have to have your nuggets, though.
Yeah.
He had his nuggets on how many goals they scored during the regular season.
Yeah.
Somebody was coming off an ACL.
Right.
Somebody played for next level or whatever. Props to him. But we need to get to the nubbiest thing that you did.
By the way, real quick, the Terps, number one seed, obviously, on the men's side.
Yes.
And they're going to play UVA next. Now, you know more about all these teams than me, but mm-hmm. UVA has won the last two national champions.
Yeah, but they're not as deep they're as Maryland.
They're not as good. I
Maryland's already beaten them.
Right, you said they beat them.
But
this is a tough
handily.
Matchup.
It is
second
a round. It's an insane matchup for a second round tournament game.
Correct.
So,
because Virginia beat Maryland last year in the national title.
Right. But
which was a great game,
by the way. But this year's totally different. They got a bunch of grad transfers. Mm-hmm. Nobody works the transfer portal better than Tillman. So, barring a disaster, Maryland wins this thing, and they're going to go down as one of the best teams of all time. But if UVA's hot, UVA could trip them up. It's definitely possible.
And props to the Virginia Tech softball team. They're ranked third in the country. Mm. The regional start this weekend, and they're in a little the Blacksburg regionals, four teams. There's 16 regionals. You get four teams in each double mm-hmm. elimination, and they got to play St. Francis of PA, and then if they beat them, they play the winner of Miami of Ohio and Kentucky to get out of their regional. So some of the local teams, props to them.
They're very good. Cool.
Yep.
Very cool.
Anyway, so we always point out the nubby things we do. You know, we're all PG County, so that's just the way we're built.
Is you wearing those earbuds one of them? Because they look nubs.
Well, the battery ran out on these, so okay. Bitter. I don't have another battery.
I hear you.
So Bickle pointed.
Which he's probably never paid for batteries, speaking of nubby things.
Yeah.
You always work an angle with somebody here, right?
Well, I tried, but no, believe me. My
you
wife
need to replace those.
My wife goes to Costco, and she buys like 200 of them.
Right.
But can you get someone to replace the ear pad thingy? I mean, this is the
Yeah, look at that.
They are falling apart.
Yeah, but they still
put
work.
Put it on the camera. Put it on the camera so people can see.
They still
I mean, at some point.
All right, but I just stick it in there.
You just got to tuck it in.
Just stick it in there.
A little tuck.
Yeah.
Just stick it in there,
Nip
Drag.
Tuck.
All right.
So Bickle pointed out that I did take two. I went to Ocean City this weekend with my family. Weather was terrible, but they wanted to get away.
Mm-hmm.
Conrad hooked you up at Fausto's.
We wanted to go to Fausto's. Thank you to Conrad for picking up the bill.
If I want to go to Fausto's, will you hook me up? Give me a reservation?
Hmm?
All right. Nice.
You don't need – I mean, you can just call him up yourself.
No, but it's better if I do it.
He knows who you are now.
Use his name.
He doesn't really know me. If I meet a guy one time – I met a guy at the Maryland lacrosse game this weekend that I've met 10 times. And every time I meet him, he acts like it's the first time he's ever met me. And
he acts like it's the first time he's met you?
Oh, no. I know exactly who he is. Mm. I know exactly who he is. And he always... Because some people... I'm sorry. They're
Do
just
we know
themselves.
Who he is?
They don't care. No.
Oh.
It's a parent of somebody. A parent of a player. And I've met this guy 10 different times.
Why is D. Smith doing you like that?
No, it's not D. I'm hanging out with D. But it's just crazy.
Right.
Anyway, so in other words,
I mean, it's not that different than you and like the sales lady who you butchered.
Carolyn.
Yeah.
Never mind. Why is Mr. Wisnaus this dog just killing you?
No,
at the
but
tailgate?
The difference is I know Carolyn. I just would forget
AKA
her name.
Bob.
I know. I've seen her a million times. He acts like I came from Pluto. Every time he meets me, it just tilts me that he's terrible with faces, I guess. And I'm forgettable. I guess I'm clearly forgettable. All right. So what was your point?
Well, my point was I didn't have a point.
Yeah.
I just had a story.
Yeah.
But you pointed out that I took a couple of white towels, and
yeah.
I did from the Hyatt place. in Ocean City.
Which is, as far as mid-level hotels go, it's a nice hotel.
It is.
I like
the reason I like the Hyatt Place, and I've stayed at multiple Hyatt Places, well, they've got free breakfast.
Well, most of them do.
Oh, you brought Tupperware, didn't you?
No, no, no.
Oh, but you see, took breakfast home?
No,
you
I took
some sausages.
So they have these Otis Spunkmeyer banana nut muffins.
You like them?
And they've got these Appleways apple granola bars.
I do like
sausages. So what'd you do?
I took my duffel bag down to the the kitchen. And I filled up, and I probably took about 30 of these.
Wow, that is
I think
outrageous.
I took 30 of these banana nut muffins.
You're probably on camera.
30?
You're probably
I
on
took
camera.
A lot.
I mean, it's one
well,
thing.
Well, is it illegal to take more than
no,
a few?
No, but it's like you can grab maybe one
I think
or two
it
to bring back.
It is illegal?
I think it's illegal.
But right, so well. Wait a second. They give you a free continental breakfast.
It's a full breakfast. It's not just continental.
Yeah,
it's
like
eggs, sausage,
like
bacon.
Buffet, like right. Whole spread.
But they also
buffet.
Have muffins.
I think taking one is okay like for
you
later
can
in the day.
One late, like
but,
an apple.
Right.
Sometimes I'll take an apple. Say, I'll
yeah, yeah, I'll have it for lunch.
Yeah, but you don't bring just kept your duffel bag.
I just kept going in there and just stuffing them in
you're
my
no
duffel bag.
Because
I live
guys.
In this county. I live in PG.
You're literally no different than the guys that take like a sledgehammer to a Louis Vuitton store and just start taking purses.
He looked like the crew from the town loading up their duffel bags.
I mean, different levels. Different
I know,
level,
but these
but
are money.
Took a duffel bag.
These banana
did
nuts
you,
are money.
Did you empty out the basket? I'm
Otis
assuming
Spunkmeyer.
Yes, Otis Spunkmeyer used to do the cookies in Subway. I don't know if they still do. So,
yeah. And these are money
a,
too.
Was it in a basket? These. Like how was it presented?
It was in a big basket right there.
So
did
you
on the
empty?
Counter.
Did you empty the basket?
Or no, no,
did you
I just kept any? Taking them.
You're like them. The kids at Halloween that take the people that leave the candy out by the door.
Hey, someone needs to Photoshop Lurch's face on Tom Sizemore in Heat when he's carrying that big duffel bag of money out of the bank.
Just have the banana nut muffins spilling out.
Now, can I try one?
What did Teresa say?
Well, this is the only one I have.
When she saw you stealing it, what did Teresa say? When you came back to the room.
Get more?
I didn't tell her.
So this is your breakfast for the next month.
Well, maybe I told her. I can't
See,
remember.
This is why
she expects me to do
this. This is why
like
he
that.
Never has to buy anything from Monumental Vending.
Right.
He
steals
from the Hyatt Place.
I contend that he does take stuff from Monumental Vending because he has same brand.
Guys...
He has the same brand stuff a lot. Like the same brand water. No, but like the Life Water or whatever that they have
no,
here.
No. I promise you, I'd never buy anything from that.
I believe it.
Do you know
same
that
you would see me.
You know? Listen, JP doesn't like when he says, he's made millions in his career, okay? If Jason won $100
million. JP, just tell people how much you make.
if Jason won $100 million
been doing for 26
lottery,
years.
Yeah, if he won $100 million lottery,
yes.
He would still do this. It's in his
and he would also give us big bags
he
of cash.
He doesn't need to do this.
Because I don't live in this county, I live in PG.
He likes to feel like he's getting over on the man.
It's an
but Drabby, you don't understand. The banana nuts are money, and I couldn't help myself. I had to take multiple. I took 10 or 15 of them.
And you have apple right here?
And I got strawberry, too, at home. They had apple and strawberry. And
so how many visits did you make to stuff your duffel bag?
Just one.
So one time. You didn't empty the whole basket. You just took.
No, I couldn't empty it. There were people in there.
But you know, they probably saw you on camera. They probably somebody back in the office was like, look at this guy. Look at what he's doing.
Drabby, you think the guy. I don't know if there's a camera in the kitchen.
This guy probably.
There's cameras everywhere.
Yeah. Well, maybe they do. I don't know.
Are you kidding?
It's not like they came out and stopped me.
You're walking around with your duffel bag full of their treats.
They were probably in shock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, you can't go back to that one.
Well, you know what? I spent $5.50 a night at that place.
Well,
the least they can do is give me 15
banana
nut muffins.
I bet you Ocean City is the epicenter of white trash, so I'm guessing this happens a lot.
Not the first time.
It's the $5.50 night plus the South Moon Under. He's Rick.
He was trying to get his money's worth for the hotel room, and that's part of it.
Well, that's the bitterness. Yeah.
I deserve to get extra muffins for $5.50 a night.
For $5.50, you might deserve all those muffins.
All right, we got to get out of here for Bish Bucks.
Take season two.
EB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Be Mitch and Finley coming up next, right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.